Bring tour groups to your agritourism business. The more authentic and unique the experience, the better chance a tour bus will pay you a visit on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you heard of a good way to deter coyotes? What about a hay sleigh? Or how to get twice the light in your machine shed? These ideas were submitted to the All Around the Farm and Idea of the Month in Successful Farming magazine. If you have an idea for saving money, labor, or time that could offer a real solution to landowners, farmers, and ranchers, we'd like to hear it. Enter your quick fix or proven solution today at agriculture.com/idea entry. That's agriculture.com/idea entry. Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming magazine today.
Baby boomers are inundating the leisure travel market and are a niche audience for agritourism businesses. Tour buses, car clubs, and bikers will veer off the traditional routes if an attraction generates a strong pull. Diane Van Weingarten is an extension tourism specialist with Iowa State University and recently completed a 5-year study on what the group travel industry wants and how rural America can capture that market. She found there are 3 key things that will increase your magnetism. The first one is the opportunity for learning.
So, for example, if going to a goat dairy farm, visitors today want to do more than simply look at a pen of goats and buy cheese. They want to learn about the goat husbandry and what obstacles the business owner faced and what solutions they found to overcome those challenges. They like the opportunity to milk a goat and see how the cheese is processed. They want to sample the cheese flavors.
She says incorporating humor into your presentations relaxes the tour group and melds them together. The group leader will love you if you can make them laugh. And the third key is to offer an experience that evokes emotion.
Often this is a speaker or a guide's personal story, but it can be something such as music or food or a smell which brings back memories.
Van Weingarten says if you can offer all 3 of these principles, tour groups might change their route to visit your place, even if you're off the beaten path. I'm Jody Henke. Find more tips for attracting agritourism customers at agriculture.com.